We saw yesterday the Tesis asked the Kasha, Maida the Kasha. In the Reish of the Mishnah state that if Ein Ksav Yodam Yoytze Mimokim Macher, Hari Eilu Ne'emoni. And Tesis understands that the reason that the Ne'emoni Mir is because they have a Migu. The Pirush HaMir is just to explain. The Pshad that they have a Migu means Migu is a Ne'emonis. What is the Migu? I could have said something else. The Shaosar is even a starker Migu. Migu, I Bo Yashaski. I could have kept quiet. I could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. So even though I was Mekayim the Shtar and I said Ksav Yodeinu, but believe me, Anusim Oyinu, Ktanim Oyinu, I have a Migu. I could have kept quiet. I could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. And I was Mekayim the Shtar. So I have a Migu. I could have kept quiet and I didn't keep quiet. So I hope I write that I'm saying the truth. This is the way it tastes for sure. And the Kasha understand it as thus was Gedo. That is Nemu because he has a Migu. This is the Ne'emonis here. The Ne'emonis says he has a Migu. He could have kept quiet. Frek, this is a Kasha. But what do you want to believe in? That Ktani Moinu? Ve'anusi Moinu? The Shtar Zogt? As is Nish Ktani. The Shtar is Anam Tzadi in the Shtar. The Ilchis Eidus of the Shtar is that they're not Ktani. That they're not Anusi. Does it Aloch? Lu Yitzur Shtar is Mikuyim. And two Eidim say Ktanim Ve'anusim. The Gemara says in Daf Yutes Amud Beis Toch Trei Ve'Trei. So the Shtar says Nish Ktanim. The Shtar says they're not Anusim. The Shtar is made not Ktanim, not Anusim. So if the Shtar is made that they're not Ktanim and they're not Anusim, you're right that they have a Migu. That they could have said Ktanim they could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. But Lemaise, now the Shtar is Mikuyim. And we have the Eidus of Shtar, and they want to be believed that the Ktanim is the against the Shtar. This is Tesis Kasha. It's the against the Shtar. And then this Tesis answers, V'yishloimar, Deloichoshiv Kiyum Klal. Deloichoshiv Kiyum Klal. Chaim explained, what is the Teretz? He asked the Kasha, but they can't be Neman against the Shtar. The Shtar says they're not Ktanim. The Shtar says they're not Anusim. How they could be believed against the Shtar? The Shtar is like a Nishkin Ktanim. They have a Migu, they could have kept quiet. So his taste is Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. So we mentioned from Reb Chaim that the Tarot says it's not a Pshadano, they believed with a Migu here. First, they will never Mekayim the Shtar. A Shtar needs a Kiyum, that it's a good Shtar. Val B'Turk Kedibu with Peshaos are the same, Ksav Yodeinu Aval Anusim. B'Mele, it's not called they will Mekayim the Shtar. So B'Mele, we never have a Shtar here. So while we never have a Shtar, Mele, we never have an Eidus that the Ktanim. We never have an Eidus that they're Anusim, that they're not Ktanim. We never have an Eidus that they're not Anusim. We never had a Kiyum here. So Reb Chaim's Nusach is, stop, we don't have a Kiyum. Maybe the better Nusach is, but Mele, the Migu is not against Eidim. But Mele, the Migu is not against Eidim. They will never make Kiyum the Shtar. So the Shtar was never Niskayim. So the Shtar was never Niskayim. So we don't have an Eidus that they're not Ktanim. We don't have an Eidus that they're not Anusim. So if I can't, so they never want to say Ktanim Ainu and Anusim Ainu. This is Taisu Steretz. This is Taisus Teretz. The Taisus Harosh also asks Taisus Kasha, and he says an andere Teretz. V'im toima v'hechi mehem li ba'im migu, hom migu m'makim eidim, v'keven she'em moidim she'kosvu, anan tzadi shelo yoyo b'psulei eidus. D'mal v'medak dai, d'hach hazo k'chashiva k'eidim, k'namurim b'shmaisim. יש להם עד להוכי נאמנים, לפי שהם בואים בתאי נזיוף, פירוש מיגו דה בתאי נז מזויף, דה בואי אמרי מזויפו, ובהי מיגו נאמנים אף ומוקים אידים, דו אלמו רבונו לתאי נזיוף, דה יוכל קודם לולי מהשטר זה מזויפו, אף אגב דמנתר אין מחסים על השטר נאזים שלך כרדוס בבייסדים, ולכמון כאבן שהוא מקויים שכסביון הם יוצא כמאחר, לקה תאי נזיוף, אבל לא חלוי חושב קיר מה שהם כסב יודעינו זה, דו יוגוף האמרי קטנים היינו, So what is the teretz of Teis Sarosh? It's two halakim. First he answers a different teretz. Says, while they have a migu that they could have said mezuyev, they are believed. Then he finishes like Tesis, the last line. Veloy choshiv kiyum. So there's three halakim that we have to be mevayer in Tesis HaRosh. First, what is the teretz of the Tesis HaRosh? Tesis HaRosh, the kasha was toch migu neged eidim. This was Tesis kasha. Zog the Tesis HaRosh, why it's not migu neged eidim? Because the boyim betayna ziyuf. Say that, but it's migu neged eidim. So chazoke that they're not ktanim and they're not anusim. You're right, they have a migu, they could have said mezuyef. But now they're saying ktanim ve'anusim, and ktanim ve'anusim, it's against the shtar. So the Zog the Riva b'shem Rebel Chonon, that the pshat in Tesis Teretz is, the Tesis means to answer like this. Migu is not only ne'emones, migu is koyach ha'tayne. I get the koyach that I have from one tayne, I get that koyach in a tzveita tayne. It's called koyach ha'tayne. Menos the Tesis is very poshut. If I would say mezuyif, even though there's a shtar, and it's kimishenech kiro yedusam bebeizdin, the shtar says that it's not mezuyif, the koyach of the shtar says that it's not mezuyif, kimishenech kiro yedusam bebeizdin, even so, Chazal gave me a koyach to tayne mezuyif against the edusha b'shtar. So Chazal gave me a koyach, even kimishenech kiro yedusam bebeizdin, they gave me a koyach to tayne mezuyif. So b'meile b'migu, I have a koyach tayne, to tayne against the shtar, even ktanim and even anusim. Even that normal it's against Eidim, because the star is trei v'trei. Ktanim anusim, the star says that the ktanim are not anusim. But well, if I would say mezui, if I would be neman against the koyach Eidu shebishtar, against the koyach shebishtar, even that the star says, lichotzi finish nezuyufe, ki mishenech koyach Eidu, that it's not mezuyef. So be koyach hatayinev, mezuyef, I have a koyach to tayine ktanim oinu, anusim oinu. Salom b'shoteret. Chidu shen koyach hatayine. But as I said, Rebel Chonon. Dann steht er in Tesis, und nur mal halach im Koyach Hatayne. Das weil, I could have said Anusim, weil I could have said Ktanim Oino, weil I could have said Mezuyef, and then I would be Neman against the Eidim. So weil I have a Koyach Hatayne against the Eidim, so I'm Neman also in this Tayne that I'm saying now, Ktanim Oino and Anusim Oino, even that it's against the Koyach of the Shtar. Every Migu also has a Koyach Hatayne. Every Migu has two Zachen. It's a right that I'm not lying, because if I would be a liar, I would say something else. And also, I get the koyach. Well, if I would tayne that tayne, I have a name on this, I could use the koyach of that tayne to tayne a different tayne. This is called koyach tayne. Well, I could tayne one tayne, and in that tayne I would be believed. So Chazal say, the koyach, the moment I say, well, I could be zoicha anyway in the moment, do duch tayne, so I'm changing the words. But I have a koyach to be zoicha in the moment. So normally, I don't have a koyach to tayne against the Eidim. Over here in Mezuyef, I have a koyach to tayne against the Eidim. Because Chazal gave me a koyach, even the Kimishenech Kiro Yedusam, they gave me a koyach to tayne Mezuyef. So you're right that the Kimishenech Kiro and the Shtar says also that they're not Ketalim and they're not Anusim. Over Vav, if I tayne Mezuyef, I'm Neman against the Shtar. So in that Migu, I'm Neman also against the tayne if Ketalim and against Anusim. Gishmak et Eretz. So, Zot Rebel Chonon, again, it's Mithi Hashmua, it's Gilat, Lebgurit B'Shem Rebel Chonon, so why Tesis didn't say like the Tesis HaRosh, or Sinishkan Kasha Bichlal? It's a chidush in Koyach HaTayne, but in that Koyach HaTayne I'm Neman against Eidim, in the other Koyach HaTayne I'm also Neman against Eidim. I'm chidush like the Tesis HaRosh. It's not HaTayne, why if Tesis didn't say like this Tesis HaRosh? It's a chidush like the Tesis HaRosh. It's a chidush like the Tesis HaRosh. But, fakir, but why Tesis HaRosh didn't say like Tesis? And I will explain. Tesis HaRosh himself finishes in the end. V'keim v'sh'ayim v'ksav yodeinu z'iu gu'em aval hocher l'choshiv kiyum. Tesis said a teretz, Reb Chaim was masbir, that it's not called a ma'ase kiyum. And Tesis HaRosh himself says it in the end, that it's not called a ma'ase kiyum. Why it's not called a ma'ase kiyum? Because b'toch k'didim v'p'sh'osar, they're saying, aval anusim o'yu, so it's not called a ma'ase kiyum. Tesis HaRosh himself says it b'sev dvorov. So why did Tesis HaRosh said, tzagan tashtikul teiredo? Tesis said a posh to teretz. V'yesh lo'im al l'choshiv kiyum. It's not the pshat, it's an emonis against the Eidim. Fakel, he was never mekayemet. Mele is never a shtar. Mele he's not against the Eidim. He's not against the shtar. There's no shtar here bichlal. Fakel, he was never mekayem the shtar. There's no shtar bichlal. He's not talking against the emonis of ktanim. And the Tesis HaRosh said a gantz shtikul teir. So Rebel Chonon said azah teir. It's a glatte teir. It's a chidush with a glatte. He said, the pshat in Tesis is the way we explained Tesis yesterday. We said from the Tesis Reed, from Reb Chaim Zichus Eidus, from Rashi and Dafyu Tes, that where's the Eidus that they're not Ketanim? Where's the Eidus that they're not Anusim? Midine Ashtar? As the din Eidusha Beshtar says, the nat ktanim, the nat anusim, so stark that it's called trei v'trei. Frank Tesis, if it's so stark, so what if the other person has a migu now? He could have not been mekayim the shtar. But you want to believe him against the shtar that the ktanim? It's toch Eidusha Beshtar against his migu. How migu can help against Eidim? How migu can help against Eidim? It's toch liyala ala das. And Tesis is not that he's nemon against the shtar, fakir. He was never mekayim the shtar. B'meile is no Eidusha Beshtar. B'meile he's nemon. This is Tesis. Tesis HaRosh is meduyik. Very stark. In the Lashonis of Tesis HaRosh, and in the Rosh that we said yesterday in Daf Yutes, someone showed me Tesis HaRosh in Yutes Amud Bei, is also very stark meduyik. Tesis HaRosh says, the reason we know that they're not ktanim, not against the lomdes, is that in Eidu Shebeshtar, that mistomer they're not ktanim, like Reb Chaim says, it's midine ha-shtar, the gzir ha-sakosu, that the shtar says that they're not anusim. If you see good at Tesis HaRosh, especially the brackets here, that the town of Tesis HaRosh was Masbir, and as they given the Ksav Yad, the Tesis HaRosh says, why you know that they're not Ktanim? Because Malveh made Akdanim. The Talmud was not Torech to say, Vededin Eidu Shebeshtar. Chazoke, the Talmud is Masbir here. Pirush, the Malveh made Akdanim, is a Chazoke. So Tesis HaRosh fragged Akashe. He has a Migu. You want to believe him that they're Ktanim, is a Chazoke that they're not Ktanim. If he would say that he never signed, there's no chazoke. But if he's masking that he signed, there's no Tesis HaRosh. Shekevon she'amri ksav yodeinu hu. Shomoyim shekosvoy, we signed. If you signed, it's anan sadi that he was not machtim ktanim v'psulim. Fakir, Tesis HaRosh b'chalai even doesn't speak about anusim. He speaks only about ktanim and psulei edus. It's a chazoke that the Malveh was not signing ktanim v'psulei edus. Frekter is amigo against the chazoke. This chazoke is stark as evi edim. If it's stark as evi edim, it's amigo against the chazoke. So what do you all answer? Lechoshiv kiyum klal. Aber es the chazoke that the malveh was machtim edim ksheirim stays. Lefi teisves that the ganze din edu shebeshtar was giboit, was built on that, like Reb Chaim explained. That I have a din edus bashtar. I have a din edus bashtar. Frank Tesis, how the Migu helps against the Eidus. The Teres is Lechoshiv Kiyum, and even if in the end we have to come to Migu, like we saw in the Lex Tesisim, oh, but it's not against the Shtar. Fakir, the Shtar is not Mikuyim. I'm not a Migu against the Eidim, said the Bisyankiv. Now it's no more Eidim. Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. But mele, I could work with Migu, like, for the reason that we have to work in Migu in the Sugya, to be a Pesha Osar, I could work with Migu, and I'm not called Migu against Eidim. Why? Because Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal, the Shtar was never in his sky. Oh, but the Tesis HaRosh learns why it's called that we have Eidim. That why we know that it's not Ktanim. Why we know that it's not Anusim. The reason we know that it's not Ktanim and it's not Anusim is not because we have Eidu Shebeshtar. We have a Chazoke. Shamalve Einoi Machtim Ktanim. We have a Chazoke. Shamalve Einoi Machtim Psulim. We have a Chazoke. We know that it's not Ktanim. We have a Chazoke. He said, the Gemara says it's like Eidim, this Chazoke. This was said yesterday already, such a tzad. That chazoke doesn't mean Eidus Shebeshtar. We bring Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim explains Medin Eidus. Our father Reb Chaim, the Avonah was, what was the Avonah father Reb Chaim? The Avonah was, that Val is a starke chazoke, so he has a kash, it's a migu against a chazoke. Even if it's lechoshiv kiyum klal, oh, but the chazoke says that they're not ktanim. So it's vital migu against a chazoke. So Tesis HaRosh has to answer a different teretz. But Val has a starke koyach hatayne. That he could have said Mezuyev. So Val, he could have said Mezuyev in his name against Lichotzi Finish Leziyufe, against Kimishenech Kiroidusa Mebeisdin. So he's also Neman against Ktanim and Anet Psulim. But it's like a Tzve and the Rishailis. Tesis Kasha was Giboid, like Reb Chaim says, with Dineidus. Zog Tesis Lechoshiv Kiyum. Zog the Bisyankiv. It's the first words of the Bisyankiv. Valis Lechoshiv Kiyum. So it's not Migu against Eidim anymore. So everything is Meyushiv in the Sugya. If it takes a Rosh the Kasha, it's a Neemonis against a Chazoke. So what of Lechoshiv Kiyum? But they're saying Ktanim, the Chazoke Zog Nishtaze. The Chazoke says that they're not Ktanim. So they can't be Neemon against the Chazoke. Zog Tesis HaRosh, but they have a Migu, they could have said Mezuyev. I'm asking, it's mechudosh, because the pashas alamol melarot azei v'Reb Chaim, that the din edu shebestar, not a zayte kechazoke, we have to see how it stims the other sugyas, but the leshoin is side that teisarosh, and side teisarosh in yutes, and side the rosh of yutes, that it's takeh hachazoke, the melet's amigo against hachazoke. Chazoke, the malve is not machtim psulim. What's the shachet to kiyum? The chazoke, the malve is not machtim psulim. Okay? So they said it, so what? What is Shaykh's and Shaykh Kiyum Klal? If he was machti them, he's not machti psulim. No, come on. This is a migu. I could have not said it, so I believe with a migu. The chazok is a mitzis. Chazoke ein odo machti ktanim. If, lo shu teis harosh, shekev and shem moide shekosvu, if we signed, an ansadi shelo yoyu psulim, shemal ve meida gdaik. So you can't say it's not choshib. Belong this only choshib kiyum is a din kiyum shloras. We never mekayim the shtar. There's no din eivu shebishtar. We never mekayim the shtar. Oh, but you're saying you ktanim. You're saying that the malva was machtin ktanim. The chazoka says as azazach never happens. If it's a din eivu, if a zayvah is only choshib kiyum, is no eivu shebishtar. The shtar was never niskayim. I'm not against eivu. This is tesis pshat. The sarosh was asking the kash as the chazoka. Pirush that the chazoka shamal ve'ena machtin psulim. If it's a chazoka she'amal ve'ena machtim psulim, b'meiles is there a poshet. B'meiles is there a poshet. Now, we just have to be moisif, one is suffer. This arosh finishes in the end, v'hoche le'choshiv kiyum klal. Why has to say v'hoche le'choshiv kiyum klal? He really asked the kasha, it's a migu against a chazoka, and he answered, v'ali has such a stark koyach hatayne, so v'ali has a stark koyach hatayne, he could have said mezuyif, so believe him now, v'ktanim ve'anusim. He didn't want to say Teisus Teres Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. Why in the last line he finishes Aval Hoche Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal? Why he says Aval Hoche Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal? So he said the Michtam LeDavid, he has a Yisofi. Zog the Michtam LeDavid, he also Mishem Atzma, he says the story of Rebel Chana. But what? What is the Shaykhus? What is Shver? He answered this discussion. He has a koyach hatayna. What a shver. Explain it. What a shver. He answered this discussion. Teis asked the kasha, it's a migu against a chazok against Eidim. Teis answers, there's no Eidim, but mele the migu works. The mele the nemanis works. The Teis HaRosh, but the kasha was not his Eidim. The kasha was, he has a chazok. So it doesn't help to say the choshev kiyum. But the maize of the migu is against a chazok if you need migu in the sugya. And the teretz is, the koyach hatayna is a shtark in nemanis. And he stops here. That's the teretz. And he finishes in the last line, Aval hoche lechoshiv kiyum klal. Why Teis HaRosh has to finish Aval hoche lechoshiv kiyum klal? He doesn't have to add this to his sofer, he doesn't have to show this to his sofer. Should he say the ganze teretz? The teretz is, one more little sofer. While you're going with koyach hatayne, if you know all the tales of Rebel Chon Chalek, based on koyach hatayne, the giboit is, I have a koyach hatayne of this tayne, I take the koyach hatayne of the other tayne. We tell him, you write that you have a koyach hatayne, that you could tayne against the Eidim Shebishtar. But the koyach hatayne is, kol zman she'ashtar einu mikuyim. Against the shtar mikuyim, you don't have koyach hatayne. So it's bavust alamol in koyach hatayne, aval I could have tayne this tayne, I take the koyach hatayne to the second tayne. But lo yitzur, I'm losing already the koyach hatayne and that tayne, I can't take away the koyach hatayne. I will explain. When a migu is giboit an araya, believe me, I'm not a liar because I could have said that. So if I would say mezuyef, it would be no shtar. So now believe me when I'm saying ktane. Fine. But we say koyach hatayne, migu doesn't help. You're against Eidim. That's the kasha of the Teis HaRosh. So the Teis HaRosh, no. But val, if I would say mezuyef, I would be neman against Eidim. So I have such a shtar koyach hatayne. So even though I'm talking against Eidim, so midin raya, a raya against Eidim never helps. But it's not midin raya. The same koyach that I have in this tayne, I'm moving over to this tayne. We tell you, yeah. But that koyach hatayne you neman only when the shtar is not mekuyim. When you say mezuyef, so you're against the Eidim, and the shtar, bottom line, stays mezuyef, stays not mekuyim. Here, you said ktani, so you're mekayim the shtar. You want to be neman against the shtar because I could have said mezuyef. I'll tell you, it's not doime. When you would say mezuyef, the shtar would stay not mekuyim. So b'mele, Chazal gave me a koyach against Eidim. Here, when I'm saying ktanim, but I'm asking that it's ksav yodoy. So I was mekayim the shtar already, right? So now I want to be neman even against a mekuyim the kishtar. We never found that you have a koyach ha'tayne against a mekuyim dikashtar. Again, if Miglu is a raya that I'm not a liar, I say like this. Lu yatsuyer, I would say mezuyef. I would be believed. So now I'm saying a different time. What I'm saying, k'tane. So man, I believe, I have a migu. I could have lied this way, believe me this way. Now, mikoyach migu, I can't be believed now. Why mikoyach migu, I can't be believed? Because I'm against Eidim. Chazoke says, I'm not k'tane, I'm not a nusi. So if I'm claiming a raya that I'm not a liar, a raya doesn't help. Right? A raya doesn't help. Well, I could have said mezuyef. Now believe me in ketanim. But it's, if you said mezuyef, Chazal believe you. Now you want me to believe you in ketanim? You're against Eidim. The Eidim say you're not a ketanim. This is Teis Kasha. It's like Teis Teretz. Lechol Shukiyum. There's no Eidim here. There's no Shtar. Teis Rosh is under Teretz. I have a Kerech HaTayne. If I would say mezuyef, I'm never against the Shtar. Even it's Eidim. So even though you write that a raya against Eidim doesn't help, but I'm using that Yad Kerech HaTayne. Teis Rosh had a Kasha. But when I'm never in mezuyef, my Ne'emon says when the Shtar is not Mekuyim. Here I want to be Ne'emon against Eidim even when the Shtar is Mekuyim. Because I said Ksav Yodei Nuhuze. I was Mekayim the Shtar. I said Ksav Yodei Nuhuze. So while I said Ksav Yodei Nuhuze and I was Mekayim the Shtar. So while I was Mekayim the Shtar and I said Ksav Yodei Nuhuze, so I can't take a Koyach HaTayne of one kind of Tayne to use it to a different Tayne. I have a Koyach against Eidim. But when I have a koyach against Eidim, I was never mekayim the shtar. I say mezuyef. But here I said ksav yodeinu. The shtar is mekuyim. And I'm also fighting with Eidim. So I'm fighting with two things. I'm fighting with the Eidim, and I'm fighting with the shtar. So again, if it's rayas, so what? I could have said this, believe me here. But midin raya, I'm not neman against Eidim. I'm using the koyach hataina. I have such a shtar ke koyach. What is my koyach hataina? I could have been zoyche bedin. With such a tiny, I have a koyach tiny, so believe me in those a tiny, the koyach tiny. Av dem zog teis l'rosh, l'choshiv kiyu, but we have the yisayid of teisvus. That val l'shitosi, I'm saying ksav yodeinu aval anusim, so it's not called that the shtar was niskayim b'chlal. When they listen to ksav yodeinu and they heard the anusim, so like Reb Chaim explained, it's not called a kiyu. So b'mele, I'm exactly like the same tiny of mezuyef, I'm neman in the same tiny of mezuyef, I'm neman here also in the zelda tiny. But thus alone is not enough, because it's vital migu against the chazoke. But I've done the teretz is koyach hatayne. This is the biur advarim and teis sarosh. Now, before we go to the next phase, first, there's one more kleiner Rav Kiva Eiger. It's a poshter Rav Kiva Eiger. The Maram Shiv says lav davke on it, but we have to say it because avdem is giboy Rav Kiva Eiger in the next phase. Rav Kiva Eiger has a simple kasha. He says he doesn't understand. Teis wants to ask a kasha in our Mishnah migu against Eidim. Who said it's Eidim? It's a Gemara in Daf Yutes. Shtar Mekuyem, and two Eidim say Ketanim, so it's a Migu against Eidim. Find them Kiva Eger, instead of standing in Daf Yutes, asking a Kasha Migu against Eidim, who said it's Eidim? State in Daf Yutes. Move the Kasha to Daf Yutes, and ask the Kasha and the Braisa in Daf Yutes. And the Braisa in Daf Yutes, the Loshana Braisa is like this. Shtei Eidim Achsuim al Ashtar v'meisu. They're not around. V'bo shtayim acherim v'omru ksav yodom aval anusim. The nemon. Ksav yodom aval ktanim. The nemon. Peshos ar peshit. Ksav yodom yoytze mimokim acher. Trei v'trei. Segment. Shtei Eidim Achsuim al Ashtar v'meisu. V'bo shtayim v'omru ksav yodom aval ktanim. Nemonim. Why? Pesha also. They could have not been Mekayim. And now they say Ketanim, the Nemon. Aval Ksav Yodim Yoytze Mokim Acher, Ein Nemonim, Trei V'Trei. Let us ask the Kashe, why in the Reisha the Nemonim? Ein Echanami, they could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. So they have a Migu that they could have not been Mekayim the Shtar. So now believe them that the Ketanim are Anusim, over it's Migu Neged Eidim. Because the Shtar says that they're not Ketanim. As I pray them Kivege, instead of asking the Kashe in our Mishnah, but what is the difference? Our Mishnah, the same Mishnah. By our Mishnah, talking about the Eidim themselves. Ksav Yodeinu aval Ketanim, they believe because they are Mekayim and Bemigu. Frank Teis is Migu neged Eidim. Frank Teis is, the Gemara says later that Ksav Yodem, Yoytze Mokim Acher, it's a Trei V'Trei. So why in the Reisha, the name of Bemigu, they're Migu against Eidim. Frank Teis, ask the Kashin that you test. The Reisha Deer is a little bit different from our Mishnah. Shtei Edim Achsum El Ashtar V'meisu, V'bo Shtayim V'omu K'sav Yodom Aval K'tanim Ayinu, Ne'emonim Peshe Osa Lo Peshe Yidu. Say, how the Ne'emon? Oh, but the Shtar says that they're not K'tanim. Before they say Steres V'choshiv Kiyum. When they understand that every Shtar says Edus that are not K'tanim. Like in our Mishnah. K'sav Yodinu Aval K'tanim, Frek Teisit Zimigu Negan Edim. This taste is kasha, it's a migun negedim. So why Tesis had to ask the kasha by us, and he didn't ask the kasha le kamon daf yutes? Zot Rav Kiveiger, Raposh the Teretz, first Teretz of Rav Kiveiger, Zot Rav Kiveiger, so the Maram Shif frek the kasha, says, Eina chanam, it's also a kasha later on. If frek was already done, I'm a nishkumitz daf yutes, yeah? So maybe if frek was done, I'm nishkumitz daf kasha. Zot Rav Kiveiger, I have a posh the Teretz. If Tesis will ask the kasha dear, Tesis will say a different teretz. You write that it's migu neged edim. Although you have edim mesayeh to the migu. We'll take the case dear. Shtayim chsuim al ashtar v'meisu. Bo shtayim acherim v'omu k'sav yodom aval k'tanim. Ne'emonim, they have a migu. They could have not been mekayim the shtar. You ask him, but it's migu neged edim, because the shtar says that they're not k'tanim. So the second edim say, listen, okay. We say that they are k'tanim. The shtar says that they're not k'tanim. So we against the shtar is trei v'trei. Plus that we have a migu. So trei v'trei and one kas has a migu, we could win. And our mishnah is the same edim. They say k'tanim ayinu. They can't be chayzer umagid on themselves. They can't say edus on themselves. So they cannot say edus on themselves. So in our mishnah, it's only a migu. Frek teisus migu neged edim doesn't help. Oh, but if you would ask it in that yutes, migu neged edim will help in that yutes. You write that the shtar says that they're not k'tanim. So if k'sav yodim yoytze mokim acher, it's trei v'trei. But if en k'sav yodim yoytze mokim acher, the second kas has a migu to mesayeh the second kas above the first kas. So may the teis didn't want to shtel the kasha in that yutes, but may the teis shtel the kasha by us. That's the cheshme from Rav Kiveiger. Poshta Rav Kiveiger. Now we know this from Kiveiger. Let me get the next statistics. Ein ne'emonim. In the sefer of the Mishle, k'sav yodom yoytze mimokim acher, they're not believed. Frek teisus akashe. Why the second cat is not believed? Hoche leke le'akshuye, de lehem le'bemigu. Believed in bemigu. Di boi amri poruahu. Frek teisus aposhte kashe. Why in the sefer the second cat is not believed? Saying the cat is not believed to say. K'sav yodeinu aval anusim, because k'sav yodem yoytze mokim acher. But the edim have a migu. They could have said peruah. It's not a kasha. Why did not believe? They lived in bemigu, they could have said peruah. Believed in bemigu, they could have said peruah. Emphatesis, the first teretz, the kevon de mekuyim hu, have a migu b'mokim edim, ki de pirashnu. What do you want to believe then? The k'tanim are you? Aval the shtar is mekuyim, so it's edim that they're not k'tanim. So you want to believe them, the migu against the edim? Migu neged edim, lo yamrinen. Like Teisa said in the first teretz, aposhta teretz, migu neged edim, lo yamrinen. Ve'oit, the choizrim umagidim hem. Ve'kevon shehigid, einoi choizer umagid kida amrinen begimor. What is the second teretz of Teisa? That choizrim umagidim hem. Ve'kevon shehigid, shuv einoi choizer umagid kida amrinen begimor. And then we'll see the third terms. So Tesis had a kasha and the sefer. K'sav yodim yoytze mokim acher. Why they not believe the edim that saying k'sav yodim aval anusim b'migu that he could have said porua. If they would say porua, they would be believed. So first time it says, but what do you want to believe then? Shektanim oyu. The shtar says that they're not ktanim. Migu neged edim, like Tesis said in the first terms. Ve'oy shechoyzrim u'megidim. Ve'kevin shehigid shuvim chozer u'magid. Frek Rav Kiveiger kasha. Let me get into the chishbonos. Frek Rav Kiveiger, aposhta kasha. Frek Rav Kiveiger, so what if it's chayzer umagid? He wants to be believed midin edus or midin migu? He wants to be believed midin migu. Believe me midin migu. Why he wants to be believed? Not midin edus. He wants to be believed midin migu. I could have said porua, and then you would lose your money, so believe me that k'tanim ayinu. What is the Shaykh to Chayzer Umagid? What is the Shaykh to Chayzer Umagid? He wants to be believed midin migu, not midin edus. He wants to be believed midin migu, not midin edus. So Lechura believe him. What does Taisus tell us? Came and Shigit Shimon Chayzer Umagid. What helps came and Shigit Shimon Chayzer Umagid? But he wants to be believed midin migu, not midin edus. So this is Be'etzem, what Reb Shleim Eiger says on this Reb Kiva Eiger, the fear of Shleim Eiger, it's not a kasha. Even if he wants to be believed midin migu, if he's chayzer umagid, you can't say migu. While you said Eidus yesterday that you're not a cotton, the Eidus the Beshtar says that you're not a cotton, even the din migu, you can't say that you're a cotton. Because the person that said chayzer umagid stops you to say migu. This is Reb Shleim Eiger. Reb Shleim Eiger says it on this Reb Kiva Eiger. What Reb Kiva Eiger is asking a kasha. What is Taisus Teretz Kevin Shehigit Shuvin Chayzer Umagid? Oh, but he has a migu. He could have said peruah. So believe him, not midin edus. Believe him, midin migu, that he has a migu, that he could have said peruah. This is Taisus Kasha. For Reb Kiva Eiger, so he has a migu. So Reb Shleim Eiger. This is Reb Shleim Eiger we saw in the beginning. Leshitosi Reb Kiva Eiger's Kasha is not a Kasha. Reb Elchanan speaks it out. And Reb Basra, ois tof yud alef. That takat lefir Reb Shleim Eiger, kushas Reb Kiva Eiger, lesa miikore. Because Fakert, Shteitin tastes the Yisoid, that when you have a problem with Kevin Shigit Shuvin Chayzer Umagid, Migu doesn't help. But Rav Kiva Eger, Lashito said that doesn't hold such a Shtikul Teire. So Rav Kiva Eger doesn't understand. So what is Tastes Kasha? What is Tastes Kasha? I'm saying, what is Tastes Teret? Tastes asked the Kasha, believe the second person with a migu. He has a migu, he could have said, Peruah. So Tastes one Teret, but what do you want to believe him? Ktanim, it's against the Shtar. Migu neged Eidim lo yamrinen. One Teret. Void, you know why you can't believe him? You can't believe him because he's Chayzer Umagid. But a migu does not shake the Chayzer Umagid. Firem Shleim Eger, it's very givaldic. When you Chayzer Umagid, you don't have a migu. But Firem Kiva Eger, it's shver. Zog Reb Kiva Eiger is a toast soifer b'teisfus. You have to take out the word ve'oid. And it's one long teretz. Reb Kiva Eiger says, chilek, and we'll finish the chesh b'sach mosik midvash. Zog Reb Kiva Eiger, it's not another teretz. And I'll tell you, I have a raya that it's not another teretz. If it's another teretz, it's a mod nezach. It's machlekes if it's a problem of chayzer umagid or not. So Teis asked the kasha in the Mishneh, believe the Eidi in the Migu that he could have said Peruah. What's the end for Teisvus? You know, it's a problem of Chayzer Umagid. Chayzer Umagid is a problem of the one man d'oma. So he asked the Kasha in the Mishneh, and what do you answer in the Mishneh? You know what the Teretz on the Mishneh? Chayzer Umagid. Chutz Reb Kiva Eiger says Chayzer Umagid is not a problem. It doesn't make sense that it'll be a problem. Chayzer Umagid, we have a great Migu, we have a Eidus. Even if it is a problem, it's Machlekis in the Gemara. So what, Taisus here is going only if you want Mandomar in the Gemara? It's the Chloyal al Adas. Zogdav Kiveiga. We raise the void. Now listen very carefully. Zogdav Kiveiga has a plan. Taisus answered the Teretz via Shloimar, it's Migu Neged Eidim. It's Migu Neged Eidim. Believe them in the Sefer, they're saying Peruah, that Ktanim. Believe them in Migu that they could have said Peruah. So he says, but what I want to believe them, that they're Ktanim. So Migu Neged Eidim. Frek Teisus Akashe, why it's right that it's Migu Neged Eidim. But now they themselves are saying, Anusi Mohinu Machmas Nefoshes. Right, Lish Nebas. They say, Anusi Mohinu Machmas Nefoshes. That's what they say. Anusi Mohinu Machmas Nefoshes. So now, Luyitzur is a halacha that is no problem of Chayzer Umagid. So we have now two Eidim that saying that they are Nusi Machmas Nefoshes. Now, so again, the Shtar says that they are not Nusi Machmas Nefoshes. They themselves are saying now that they are Nusi Machmas Nefoshes. So it's Trey Vetrey. So Bemele, the Migu, right that it's Migu against Eidim, but the Migu has Eidim to help him. What they're choyzer now in Magid, this two, the Chazorah will help the Migu to win the Shtar. Well, I'm answering that again. I'm asking a kasha. Let him believe that perua migud mezuyah perua to say ktanim kanusim. But migud they could have said perua. I answered you a teretz that's migud neged edim because the shtar says that they're not ktanim. But now they themselves are saying edus that they are nusim achmas nefoshes. So if they're saying it now that they are nusim achmas nefoshes, so you have two edim now with them. If you have now two edim with them, so two edim. Against two edim with a migu, Rav Kibbeiga said, "Can the perish Yisrael that two against two, and the second one has a migu, they could win the first one. So the second one could win the first one. So Melezok to Rav Kibbeiga, Taisus had a problem. What I'm answering the Mishnah that perua doesn't help because it's migu neged edim, but now they themselves are saying edus to besayad the migu." Zakteisus, nay. Aber kevin sheigish shuven achayzer umagid. Kevin sheigish shuven achayzer umagid. It's a hashlama for the teretz. Why is the chisorin of migu neged edim? And don't say now that you have edim with your taina. Don't say now that you have edim with your taina. You don't have edim with your taina. Kevin sheigish shuven achayzer umagid. But mainly you don't have edim with your taina. Now we'll finish up kibayga. And was mit man de omar? That you could be Chayzer Umagid. The Teretz says it's very poshut. The man the Omar Lishne Kame the Rome Bar Chome that holds that you could be Chayzer Umagid. So if you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you really believe. So, what is the Kashe? In the case that you will say Anusi Machmas Momen, then you not believe. Again, the man the Omar that Ein Chayzer Umagid, the Mishnah is talking that when you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, even so you not believe. Aber man do amar that Chayzer Umagid, so if you said Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you believe. When you not believe, when you said Anusi Machmas Momen, then you not believe because Ein Odom Meisim Atzmi Rosho. So you not eight. The whole kasha was, Leman do amar that the Mishnah is talking about Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, and you not believe, let the second cast to Messiah the Migu, to be Trey with the Migu against the first Taina. But then the Torah says, "Came and shigish shem nechayzer umagim." Lelishnekame the Rama bar Chome. If you say Anusi Machmas Nefoshes, you believe. When you not believe, when you say Anusi Machmas Momen, when you say Anusi Machmas Momen, when you say Anusi Machmas Momen, then you ain't meisim atzmi rosha. So it's not you can't be mitzaref edus against the shtar. Das ist Teisus. Now, lomazen the last Torah of Teisus. Ve'oid. The b'shtei edim lo yamrinen migu. U'boreishe ne'emonim mishum di'ibo yashaske. This tesis, g'doy le'oilom, nechliku how to read this tesis. We'll start with the posht of pshat today. Vos enfer tesis. Why in the sefer they don't have a migu? Believe them a migu, they could have said perua. Zog tesis, by two people you don't say migu. Aye, why by the reishe they have a migu? The reishe is migu di'ibo yashaske. The reisha is migu de iba yashaske. So the pashtus pshat and teisus is. This was the shach. And klali migu wanted to learn pshat and teisus. That this teisus is be'etem hehe etek if teisus daf yutesa mudbeiz dibu amas chil ve'il. The teisus says there, why by two edim you don't say migu? You don't say migu by two edim because they can't plan to lie together. They can't plan to lie together. They can't plan to lie together. The Mela, we don't say Migu by two edim. The Mela zok teisves. This is only Migu de Perua. They can't plan it together. Why? They're scared if they will come to Basin and say Perua, Basin will ask them, and when? Okay, so they will plan Sunday. And what kind of money it was? So they will plan it. And then Basin will ask him, he was standing or sitting. What clothes he was wearing? What the male? A person is scared to plan with his friend to say perua. The male, they don't have a migu that they could have planned it. This is what Taisus says. She'ein echad yodea mashem b'leiv chaveiro. So Frank Taisus, so why in the reisha of the Mishnah you have a migu? Zog Taisus, in the reisha of the Mishnah you have a migu. In our reisha of the Mishnah, why you have a migu in the reisha of the Mishnah? Migu di bayashaske. There the migu is that they could have just not come to be Mekai of the Shtar. Not come, they could plan together. to not come to Mekayim the Shtar, they could plan together. To come to Mekayim the Shtar, das is Nishkin Migul. Das is Nishkin Migul. To come to say Perua, das is Yor Eloim HaPerua. Masha'enken, to come to plan, to not to be Mekayim the Shtar, they could. So this is the easy way with the Shachlun Pshat and the third Teretz of Tesis. The Tesis asks the Kasha, why they don't have a Migul with Perua and the Sefer? And the Teretz is, they're scared. Any of them, I should believe Chaveiroi. Like Tesis, you test some base. Why in the ratio you have a Migul? Because it's Migul Dibayashask. Now, let me get with the Pashta Pshat. Let us see later. The Tum has a different Pshat. Chorim have a different Pshat than Tesis. Oh, but this is the Pashta, the first Pshat, and the Shach, Klole Migul, Simon Peches, Pebeis, Siv Kot Niutes. We asked the Kasha, and here Poshta Cheshbon, the Kovet Shabbos. It's not Mish Emes Lamito. We asked the Modnezach. Tesis finishes and says, I, they have a Migu, three derutzim. One Teretz is, again, what was the Kasha? They say, K'tani V'anu Simoyinu, why you don't believe them? They have a Migu, they could have said Barua. One Teretz is, but the Shtar says Nishta Zay, Migu against the Shtar. Second Teretz is, Chayzer Umagin, Ushtem Meheger, Mitrapki Veheger. On two terraces, by two people you don't say migu. Frank teis akashe, what's with the reisha? So teis in the reisha is migu riba yashaske. So we asked yesterday in Shir, and the reisha lechure, it's not a migu, if you're a pchay. It's only lechoshiv kiyum. What is teis akashe, what's with the reisha? They can't plan together to lie in the reisha. If the reisha is nemonet mitzad migu, then it could have not been mekayim the shtar, you're right? But if we learn it like Reb Chaim, then in the Reisha it's not a Migu, it's Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. So why Teis is saying that you say that the Tipu, we don't say Migu. Frank Teis is one with the Reisha. The Reisha is a Peshoasar, Lechoshiv Kiyum Klal. What was Teis' Kasha? This is what we asked yesterday. We said Teis. Listen, very poshut, very poshut. If you read this Teis, you have to have shot. Teis asked the Kasha, believe these two people be Migu. They could have said Perua. What is the first Teretz? Migu neged Eidim lo yamrinen. Noch ateretz, choyzer umagid. Noch ateretz, by two people you don't say Migu. I want to ask you a shayla. If the first teretz is MS, how you could say two more terutzim? If it's a Migu neged Eidim lo yamrinen, close the tesis. Why the tesis carries on? What, do you have a teretz? What could be the teretz? What could be the teretz? The teretz is, the ve'oid means to say, even if mishuma, we would not call a shtar like Eidim, even if it's no chisorin of migu neged Eidim, shtar is not called Eidim, but I have a new teretz. By two people you don't say migu. So the last teretz is going without the first teretz that the shtar is called migu, that the shtar is called Eidim. The last teretz holds, a shtar is not called Eidim. So the last teretz, what he will answer the first teretz? Migu helps against the shtar. He doesn't have to say the whole yisoid of the first teretz. The first teretz by us is a hemshich to the teretz before. Shtar is eidim, migu doesn't help, lechoshiv kiyum klal. But the last teretz of teretz now, that says that the two people you don't say migu, this teretz is under the teretz. This teretz doesn't offer what we said before. And this teretz holds as was, that eidach nami, shtar is not called eidim. Shtar is not called Eidim, you don't have to say that you say it in the Friedrich Ateisvus. So maybe you can ask the Kasha, how the last Teretz is saying that the Reisha is a Migu, Teisvus before said that it's not a Migu. Teisvus said before that it's not a Migu because Shtar is like Eidim. But this is only the first Teretz here. The second two Terutzim Lechura don't hold from this Yesoy. If they don't hold from this Yesoy, then maybe they can gain Faket. What? No, say that. It's Chayzer Umagi, the Gemara calls it Chayzer Umagi. You have to know the Teretz. Why? But this is where we ask different Kasha. We ask the Kasha.